Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is mostly sunny, with clear skies expected into the evening. Jerusalem remains warm, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle coastal breeze. In Haifa, it's bright and clear, a perfect day to be outside. Cooler temperatures are anticipated as night falls. Here are today's headlines. First, newly revealed documents show deeper insight into Hamas and Hezbollah's cooperation ahead of October 7th, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reports that there is a demand from the UN to remove immunity from the head of UNRWA following allegations of aiding Hamas, as reported just this hour. Also this hour, the IDF says Gaza airstrikes have killed two Hamas commanders earlier today, according to JNS. Separately, former President Trump claims that Prime Minister Netanyahu asked for a White House meeting, reported by Ynet from earlier reporting. And finally, survivors of a Boulder attack share their thoughts on antisemitism with congressional nominee Melat Kiros, as reported by Forward from earlier this week. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News posted minutes ago that newly released army radio documents reveal Yahya Sinwar expected Hezbollah to join the October 7th conflict, though they did not send forces into the Galilee. Leslie Kajomovitz noted that UNRWA operates its own satellite television channel from Gaza, which has faced criticism for further indoctrinating refugee children. Amit Segal shared that the U.S. and Iran's relationship may be souring as new insights reveal why Hezbollah didn't join the conflict in October, mentioned in his recent newsletter. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the newly revealed documents on Hamas and Hezbollah's cooperation, the Jerusalem Post reports that these documents show Hezbollah's initial promise to support Hamas on October 7th. However, Hezbollah refrained due to fear of Israeli retaliation. This revelation could impact future military and diplomatic strategies in the region. Turning to the UNRWA controversy, Israel Hayom reports a call for the UN to investigate the head of UNRWA, Philippe Lazzarini, over alleged Hamas ties. UN Watch has voiced concerns for years about Hamas's infiltration into UNRWA. The outcome of this investigation could significantly impact UNRWA's operations in Gaza. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent airstrikes in Gaza have eliminated two Hamas commanders. JNS details that these individuals posed a direct threat to Israeli troops. The strikes highlight ongoing military efforts to suppress Hamas leadership and could affect regional stability. In a separate development, former President Trump claims Prime Minister Netanyahu sought a meeting at the White House. Ynet reports this request comes amidst growing tensions over Iran and Lebanon. Such a meeting could influence U.S.-Israel relations and ongoing regional diplomacy. Finally, survivors of a Boulder attack are speaking out against antisemitism. As reported by Forward, they have directed their message to Melat Kiros, a new congressional nominee. Their words underscore ongoing concerns about antisemitism and its impact on communities. On the economic front, first, Israel ranks first in global demand for a specific profession, with a 2,267% surge, according to Walla Business. This rise reflects a significant shift in job market trends, particularly in the tech sector. Separately, Nissan Levy, CEO of Ashdod Port, shared that workers are prioritizing unloading security ships, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. This move ensures timely support for national security during the conflict. And finally, Chaim Katzman has sold control of G-City in a major real estate deal, according to Globes. This transaction marks a substantial change in the Israeli property landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information, Please verify key details independently.